This spot of rolling green hills, majestic trees, fountains, and classic architecture dates back over 100 years, according to Ben Sussman, the park's vice president of community relations.
We were founded 106 years ago by Dr. Hubert Eaton, who pioneered the concept of the memorial park and mortuary, so all-in-one service.
The concept of turning a cemetery into a place people would want to visit at any time was part of Eaton's vision.
Cemeteries in the past had been that sort of gothic thing that you had seen, dark places that you would not want to visit. And he envisioned a place that not only loved ones would want to go to visit their departed loved ones, but also where people would want to spend time in as a public place.
Key to that vision is art, designed to elevate the spirit of visitors.
We have one of the largest stained glass collections in the entire world, and among that is a piece called The Last Supper Window, which was based off of Leonardo da Vinci's painting. It is an exact replica made out of stained glass, and the public can come and see it. There's a free show every day.
The park doesn't stop with classic art or statuary.
Currently, we are doing an exhibit of Picasso, Braque, and Leger. Previous to that, we had a very popular modern artist named Ian Hornack.
Notable people in the Los Angeles political, entertainment, and other fields began to recognize the beauty of Forest Lawn in the mid-1930s, and while those buried there run the gamut from engineer William Mulholland to Nobel physicist Robert Millikan, former U.S. Attorney General William French Smith, actors Clark Gable, Elizabeth Taylor, Jimmy Stewart, and Sammy Davis Jr., not to mention singer Michael Jackson, the park doesn't encourage searches for celebrity gravesites.
It's above all respecting families' privacy, whoever they may be, whether they're famous or not. We're here to be a place of tranquility and final resting, and I think it's about respecting the privacy for the people that chose us.
Forest Lawn, then, is a beautiful contradiction. A final resting place for many, while at the same time a place of beauty with uplifting visions of art, which are appreciated by hundreds of thousands of people year-round. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070, on your corner.